This program is part of the Cosmic Potato Podcast Network. For more shows like this, visit our website at cosmicpotato.com.
I mean, is there any theme, though, or is it just all trivia all the time? Like, it all...
There are three separate games.
Okay.
And each game...
I'll just go with it. I'm just going to go with it.
Yeah. You just got to wing it.
I'm going to totally wing it.
John does it for you.
Yeah, I'm going to... Okay.
The element of surprise.
Captain Game Show. Captain Game Show. Captain Game Show.
Hello. What's happening, my sapiens? Welcome to Captain Game Show. Voted best podcast to listen to while you're getting your oil changed. I am your host, John Irons. We're actually recording this live from the Hoover Sci-Fi Festival, which happens, I'm assuming, once a year.
So far.
Yeah. So this is even more special. Not only am I recording in person, which almost never happens, but I'm recording here during this fantastic event. And here's how this thing is going to go. My guests will earn points. Oh, I should probably introduce my guests. What's your name?
My name is Sean Ray.
What's your name?
Joe Crow.
What's your name?
Michael Nip.
Thank you, gentlemen. 1 point each. I'm assuming those are all correct. My guests will earn points during two rounds of questions. Then they'll earn more points by playing an improv game. And then they'll earn even more points with another round of questions. There's so many points that you guys can get.
A stack plethora of points.
A plethora indeed. In myriad ways.
Yes.
Each round, I will either assign the questions or have players buzz in by saying your name. And, you know, the person with the most points wins at the end.
We're actually in person. We don't have. We can like raise our hand or something.
I'm not allowing that.
Oh. Okay.
Little buckaroos. Let's ride.
Round one.
All right. I call this game Easy as ABCs.
Fight.
Since for many of you, this will be your introduction to this podcast, we'll start with a simple game. I will give you a well-known acronym or set of initials, sometimes with a clue, sometimes not. You tell me what the A, the B, or the C in it stands for. Pretty straightforward game. So I'm not going to give you an example question. And this is going to be buzz in. So say your name if you think you know it. Everybody ready?
I think so.
As ready as I'll ever.
Yeah.
That is correct. The A in FISA.
FISA.
Michael.
Michael.
Association.
Incorrect.
Oh. Do I get negative points? Is that how this game works?
No.
Good. I'm going to
not yet. That's only ever happened once, and that was because he was really annoying me.
Okay.
Was it me?
It was Rick. Oh. And I did give him a warning. Foreign Intelligence Service Act.
That reason, FISA.
Yeah, for some reason I was thinking, I think I was thinking FIFA, because I was thinking soccer.
Oh.
Yeah.
That FISA.
The C in NPC.
Sean.
Sean.
Company?
No.
Joe.
Character. Correct. Non-player character.
Oh. I'm thinking some business... Yeah, like a bank or something.
Is there an NPC that has...
No, I'd probably PNC, not, but I was thinking if it was a bank or something, PNC. The company would make sense.
The C in... You know what, I'm going to wait there for that. That's hard.
Wait, the other two were hard? Yeah, that was great.
Oh my gosh.
The both Bs in BRB.
Oh, Sean.
Michael.
Oh.
Sean.
Back. B and back. Be right back.
Yeah.
that was a... Okay.
The C in CRT, as in a monitor.
Michael.
Cathode.
Cathode.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's cathode.
Cathode.
It's cathode. You said it right the first time.
Okay. Oh, I thought it was oid. Okay, whatever.
Ode.
Ode, yeah. Ode, yeah.
The B in NBC channel.
Sean. Broadcasting.
Yes. The C in KFC.
Michael. Chicken.
Michael. Yeah. The C. Okay. All right.
Because in my mind, it was said F.
This has got to be harder than it is, is what my mind was telling me.
I gotcha. Okay. Don't overthink this show.
Okay. I'll try not to.
We forgot what kind of meat they sell there.
Well, you know, for a while there, they stopped saying Kentucky Fried Chicken. It was just KFC. And that worried me.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Now we're not telling you
food stuff
where it's from, what we do to it,
we
what it is.
We want to pretend like it's healthy, so we're not going to say fried.
All right, here's the hard one. The C in CAT scan. For the record, I got this wrong. It's not what I thought it was.
C in CAT scan. I got nothing. My brain's blank.
Sean. Is it cranial?
No, good guess, but no.
I got nothing.
Computerized axial tomography.
Mm. Oh, my gosh.
Really?
Gosh.
If the internet is to be believed.
Yeah. Yeah.
The A in AM radio.
Oh.
Joe. Amplitude.
Correct.
I see. I knew it was amplus something. I was going to say amplified.
The A in NRA.
Sean. Michael.
Sean.
National.
No. Association.
Oh, the A.
Oh, see?
Wow.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Oh,
man.
All right. The A in AM as in morning.
I had to learn it in the fifth grade, but I don't remember it.
You did.
I know the M.
I give you a minor hint. It is Latin. It means before.
Oh, I don't know it then. I don't know. I have no idea. I'm not good at the Latin.
Ante meridium.
Oh, yeah.
Before midday. The B in RBG. Supreme Court Justice.
Sean. Bader.
Yes.
Almost said Ruth. Almost did it again.
Take a breath.
Yeah.
Focus. The A and A&E channel. Cable channel.
Michael. Arts.
Yes. The B in the animated show DBZ.
Michael. Wait.
DBZ.
I don't know. Dragon Ball Z? I don't know. Oh.
The B is for ball.
Oh, I thought you said Z. Okay. All right. Okay.
It's a little late in the game, but these are all going to be A, B, or C.
Yeah. Okay, Thinking too hard.
We've been at a con since 10
a.m. Exactly.
We're on like combined, we're on like panel 33.
I've got the con funk.
Yeah.
Fair. All right. The A. The A in Wasp. Not the Marvel character, but like a rich lady from the Upper West Side.
Joe. Anglo.
Correct.
Wow. All right.
I know my white people.
Yeah.
I'm from Alabama, guys.
It is good to know your white people.
We're the worst.
You are the worst. Another point to Joe.
Yeah.
Point to Joe for being woke.
Being woke.
All right. The B in BLT.
Michael. Bacon.
Yeah, of course it is.
Bacon.
And I think this is the last one. This is the last one I'm going to do. I'll give you the last as a bonus. I'll double up on that one. But this is the last regular one. Both B's end B&B.
Michael, bed and breakfast.
Yeah. All right, so here's the tough.
Oh, is this the one you skipped earlier?
Yes.
Oh, here we go. Okay.
Well, the first one I skipped was CAT scan.
Oh, that's so that is really tough.
This is I would say is on CAT scan level.
Okay.
I'll give you 2 points if you get it.
Oh.
The B in BMW.
Wow.
I got nothing.
Yeah, me either.
I got nothing.
Nope.
Bavarian Motor Works.
No, I wouldn't have gotten there.
I did not know it.
Yeah, that's tough.
Wow. Awesome.
All right.
Round two.
I call this game the new game, Real Life Secret Identities.
Fight.
As you may know, there is a long-standing tradition that superheroes have secret identities, allowing them to theoretically live normal lives. The big flaw in this plan, of course, is that so many of these secret identities are not so secret. One only has to look at names like Peter Parker, Billy Batson, or Guy Gardner to see it for what it is. Based on this pattern, I am convinced that there are lots of people with superpowers walking around in the real world today. I'll describe someone with a secret identity sounding name and theorize about what their superpower might be. You tell me who I'm talking about. I'm going to make this another buzz-in round. So once again, say your name if you know it. Question one. Based on her roles in Castaway and As Good As It Gets, this woman has superhuman patience in relationships. Sean.
Helen Hunt.
Correct. Part two of that was, and based on her role in Twister, she is indestructible.
Oh, okay.
This historical figure had supervision, not only in the sense that he was a visionary scientist, but also in the sense that he peered beyond our atmosphere and was the father of astronomy.
Michael. Oh, gosh. My brain just... Aristotle? I don't know.
No.
That's wrong. Yeah.
Double name person?
You repeat the question.
Sure. This historical figure had supervision, not only in the sense that he was a visionary scientist, but also in the sense that he peered beyond our atmosphere and was the father of astronomy. Way back in the day, before people were even...
People?
No. Yes.
Yeah.
Before science was a thing.
Yeah, I don't know. Dang it.
Galileo.
Yes, dang it.
Galileo.
Sorry, that's on your podcast now.
I've seen worse.
We can just break in the song. I see it.
This woman isn't even trying to hide her super strength and ass-kicking abilities. I'm pretty sure Xena Warrior Princess was a documentary.
Sean.
Oh,
Lucy Lawless.
I don't know her name.
Yeah.
Dang it.
Based on his song, I Know I'm Not the Only One, I'm going to guess this British singer's power is knowing when someone's lying to him. I know I'm not the only one.
Oh, I don't know. Michael Sam Smith? I don't know if that's his name.
Well, pick the two of those words that start with the same letter and try again. No, sorry. Your name's Michael.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying Michael.
Michael Sam Smith.
Yeah. I was buzzing in. And I said, is Sam Smith right?
Sam Smith is
Michael. Yeah, yeah, okay.
All right.
Yeah. It's Michael Sam Smith.
I was like, no,
Michael
Sam Smith.
No. My name's Michael.
Took me a second.
Not Michael W. Smith either.
Different dude.
Different guy.
All right. This comedic actor clearly has some sort of sonic attack, because his voice as the Aflac Duck, Iago from Aladdin, and Digit from Cyber Chase are easily weaponized.
Gilbert Michael. Godfrey.
Correct. As an actor, then politician, this guy clearly had some sort of mind control ability.
Sean.
He even has...
Go ahead, finish on.
He even has a superhero name all ready to go. The Great Communicator. Sean.
Ronald Reagan.
Yeah. I almost let you do it. You could have gone a couple of different ways with that one. All right. Clearly, this man was a sorcerer, known worldwide as a master of illusion and impossible escapes. Apparently, his kryptonite was getting punched in the stomach.
Oh. Joe. Harry Houdini.
That is nice. Sad, sad tale.
I'm seriously.
Yeah.
So messed up.
Yeah.
Okay. On paper, This guy was as close to being a real-life Batman as we're likely to find, a wealthy adventurer with a super high IQ. Unfortunately, a recluse who saves his urine and won't cut his nails doesn't really pull off the whole rich playboy thing. Sean.
Howard Hughes.
Was that a question or an answer?
Because I knew who it was, and all of a sudden I was like, oh, wait a minute, what's his name? Yeah.
That's correct. This singer turned actress held the power to break ground and blaze new trails as the communications officer on the original Enterprise.
Sean. Nichelle Nichols.
Yeah.
I didn't know she was a singer.
Okay. Everybody was a singer.
But, this is true.
Yeah, you had to be a singer to be an actor.
You had to be the triple threat. Yeah. All right. Last question of the round. This is an easy one. Her roles in Raising Arizona, Broadcast News, Saving Grace, and pretty much every other character she's played show this actor as a Southern belle of a badass who bends but never breaks.
Sean. Holly Hunter.
Correct.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Wow. Nicely done, man.
Well done.
Pulled that out.
All right. That concludes round two. You guys are doing great. So let's kick it up a notch. No, just kidding. We're just going to keep it on the same notch. But we're going to do what I like to call intermission improv. Between rounds two and three, I'll stop asking questions and start getting real.
Uh-oh.
It's not really true. All right. So this is the part where instead of you answering a particular question that I asked, you make something up.
Mm.
And it goes like this. Today we're going to do Mistakes on Purpose.
Test your might.
This is a game that goes like this. You guys take turns giving quick descriptions of common things for me to guess, but you pretend that you can't remember what the thing is called. I guess the thing and move to the next person. The next person describes something that is whose name is close to the thing I said. Sounds confusing, but it goes like this. Let's say that I start with Sean. Sean picks the word stapler. So he goes, okay, what do you call that thing where you use it to put paper together and you clunk it down and chunk it and use a little piece of metal and it pushes it in? What do you call that? And I say, it's my job to identify the thing. I say, oh, you mean a stapler. And it's my job to identify the next person. He means a stapler, right, Joe? Mm. And Joe says, no. A stapler is when there's someone that you haven't met yet. You don't know them.
Okay.
They may be nice. They might be. They could be dangerous. You don't know. But that's a stapler. A stapler danger. I say, no. That's stranger.
Okay.
Right, Michael? Sorry.
No.
Right, Michael? Said, no. A stranger is it's like a little plate where you put a teacup. And sometimes they fly around with aliens in them.
Okay. Yeah,
that's great.
That's a saucer. Okay. So
this uses a different part of the brain.
It does. Intermission improv. And I'm like, nope, a saucer is a wizard. Nope, a sorcerer. No, a sorcerer is a woman that you pledged with in college. All right. You get the idea. All right, so I will, again, I will identify the thing. I'll pick the next person to go. And for each thing that I guess, the person giving me the thing gets a point. Word to the wise, don't make it anything too obscure. I don't know every character from Star Trek. Basic, simple nouns, verbs. Mm-hmm. And I'll put some time on the clock. The more, again, keep it simple. The more I get, the more points you get. So let's do time. And I will start with you, Sean.
Okay.
You can pick literally any word in the universe except stapler.
Okay. All right. So this round thing that you put on a platter and you put a needle on it and it plays music.
You mean that's a record? I'm pretty sure he's talking about a record, right, Joe?
Actually, no. What you are talking about is it's not a record. It is a thing where you push a button and you put a cassette in there And sometimes, like, if the radio is playing and you like a song, then you hit the button, and then that thing.
Right, right, right. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. It's similar to a record. That's a recorder. You're talking about a recorder, right, Michael?
No. I mean, he's talking about the thing that kind of looks like a flute, but you don't hold it the same way.
I can understand the confusion because that is, in fact, the other type of recorder.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Common mistake.
Okay. That's so not the goal here.
No. He's talking about a recorder, right, Sean?
No. A recorder is what happens to your hands when you pull on a rope for too long. You get like a rash on your hands when you pull on it too hard.
Do you mean a rope burn?
I don't know. Do I?
I don't know. Do you? I don't know. Like mine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, a rope burn. Okay.
Yeah.
All
right. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure that's a rope burn, right? Right, Joe? I think he's talking about a rope burn.
I think what he is actually talking about is when radiation from a star hits you while you're out mowing the grass.
Right, right. Well, that's close. That's a sunburn. He's talking about a sunburn, right, Michael?
No, not actually. He's not talking about a sunburn. He's more talking about when you are trying to cook something, and like bacon, and there's just a lot of substance that is going to get on you.
A grease burn?
Yes.
All right. similar, but I'm pretty sure that's a grease burn, right, Sean?
No. Grease burn is when you go to a garage and they analyze your engine to find out how much lubricant you have in your engine.
See rule number one. You mean a grease monkey?
No.
A grease stain?
They're checking the lubricant. I've never played this game before.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Breaking the fourth.
Let me try again.
I still have no idea what we're doing.
Let me try again. Okay. No. A grease burn is when you're cooking something and the stuff comes out of the pan and gets into the stove and it all catches on flames and stuff.
Sure. That's a grease fire. That's no fun. Grease fire, right, Joe? 10 seconds.
No, it's not a grease fire. It is that movie with John Travolta in it.
Yeah, that's just grease.
Okay. I'm glad that was an intermission.
Nicely done, guys.
What? Thank you for being so generous with that.
As promised / threatened, there are 3 rounds to this game, and thus we shall begin round 3.
Final round.
All right. This is a new game. I've only done it once before, and I enjoyed it thoroughly. So, too bad for you guys. I call this game Science versus Fiction.
Fight!
As you may well know, the Sci-Fi Channel makes a lot of movies in a year. Many of those movies are not good movies. Arguably, none of those movies are good movies. Your challenge today, if you choose to accept it, is to determine which movies the Sci-Fi Channel has made up and which movies I have made up. I will give you the title and a brief description of a film, and you tell me if it's something that the Sci-Fi Channel did to you or if it's just me.
Did to us.
Mm-hmm. Let's see how many of these I have. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Huh, just 7. All right, so it's going to be a buzz-in round. final round of the game. When you think you know, if you want to, I mean, I should make these a sign because then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's good. You know what? I'll tell you what. I'm going to do something a little different on this one. Tell me I can't make stuff up on the fly. So here's how we're doing this. The game is the same. You have to tell me if you think it's real or not. Mm-hmm. When someone buzzes in, I will give the other two panelists a chance to wager a point on whether or not they think you're right.
Oh, I like it. I like it. Making it dangerous.
Yeah. So in this instance, theoretically, you can lose a point if you back the wrong pony. All right. First film. Battle Dogs. When a strange werewolf virus threatens to decimate New York and the world, a rogue general uses the disease to create an army of super soldiers.
Michael, I mean, when are we supposed to buzz in?
Now.
I don't think it's real.
You think it is not real?
I don't think it's real, yeah.
Do you want to wager on whether or not he is correct, Sean and or Joe?
I will wager that he is incorrect.
Okay. You think that it's fake?
Yes.
I'll wager.
No, wait.
No, I thought it was fake.
He thinks it's fake.
You think it's fake.
I think it's real.
He thinks
right.
It's real.
There you go.
You wager.
I think it's fake. So I'll wager that he's right.
Okay. Joe gets a point.
Oh. Ah.
And Sean loses a point.
Oh, Sean loses a point. Oh, for the wager.
Yeah,
oh,
because okay. Wager, yeah.
That was actually a film from the Sci-Fi Channel.
Wow. Just sounded so bad.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's no indication.
Yeah, yeah. Sci-Fi Channel. Yeah.
Next film. Tractor-pocalypse. A mysterious comet passes over a small rural community, bringing all the machines to life. A farmer must stop the old family tractor, Smokey, from leading a revolution against humankind.
Michael.
Michael.
Not real. There's no way.
I'll wager that he's right. That's not real.
I want that to be real. So bad.
Is that a wager?
Yes.
Do you think that is?
I think it's real.
You think it's real? Joe loses a point.
I wish.
And I get it.
If I could wish it into existence, I would.
All it takes is a letter.
Yeah, we're making a movie next week.
All right. Bermuda Tentacles. When Air Force One goes down over the Bermuda Triangle, the Navy sends its best rescue team. But while saving the president, the team awakens a monster which threatens America's entire eastern seaboard,
Sean,
and ultimately the world.
That is a real movie.
Okay.
Yes, I agree. That's a real movie. I will wager that. Yeah.
I don't think it is.
Joe loses another point. I'm afraid it's real. All right. Mr. Mind Control. A carnival con man inherits a magic ring that allows him to hypnotize anyone. He uses it for small-time cons, but soon realizes that he must actually protect the ring from the shady carnival owner who wants to use it to rule
Michael.
The world. Michael.
Not real.
I will agree. That's not real.
I think it is. I'm just going for it.
You shouldn't have gone for it.
Oh, man! What?
Totally could have been, though.
All right.
Doomsday 2, Countdown to Doomsday. sequel to the 2011 Sci-Fi Channel original movie, Doomsday. Mm-hmm. The surviving heroes from the first film travel back in time to try to stop the events that led to the original Doomsday.
Sean. That is a real movie.
Rager?
I will say that is also real.
It's real.
It is not real. Oh. Everybody goes down.
I didn't wager anything. I just got it wrong.
Oh, that's right. That's right. You said
right. That's right. That was good.
Yeah. All right. I'm not sure if I'm saying this right. Chocolate apocalypse.
It's appropriate that you're saying that.
Chocolate apocalypse. Chocolate apocalypse. I'm sure that's probably right. All right.
I can't even get through.
An experimental ingredient in a popular candy bar turns those who eat it into crazed, zombie-like addicts, driven only by the impulse to find and consume more chocolate.
Michael. It's not real.
Okay.
That is not real.
Right. I'm going to say it's not real.
You're all correct. That is not real.
Finally, we all agree on something. I wish it was. Yeah. But if I had to pick between tractor apocalypse.
Chocolate apocalypse. Yeah. Chocolate tractor apocalypse.
Sci-fi channel, at least two apocalypses a month.
At least.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right, last question of the round. Last question of the game. Monster Ark. A team of archaeologists finds previously undiscovered Dead Sea Scrolls that lead to an ark Noah built before the one with all the animals. This ark contains Nephilim, which are like demigod monsters. The team finds the ark and releases the monsters and must use Noah's staff to stop them.
Sean. I think it's a real movie.
Okay. Joe.
If it's not, I want to, and if it is, I want to see that movie.
Go ahead.
I don't think it's real.
I don't think it's real either.
It's real.
Oh! Dang it.
Now I want to see it though.
Yeah.
All right. Now I got to do math. Give me a moment.
Dang. If I lose, I blame Galileo.
Why not? He gets blamed for everything else. Never go to Vegas.
Joe, never go to Vegas. Okay.
You would have done a lot better if you hadn't wagered.
Oh, yeah.
Final score for Joe, 6. Sean, 17.
Wow, that's good, Sean.
Michael, 14.
I won.
Oh, is that the first time?
It's the first time I've won.
Well done.
Game show. All right.
It was the wagering.
It was a nice addition. That was a good mix of wager plus this round. All right, that is all she wrote, and by she, I mean me. For I too am woke. That's all I wrote. All right. Thank you, gentlemen, for playing. At the end of each episode, we do a thing I call pitch, plug, promote. So if you have something that you would like to let the listeners know about, now is your chance. Mr. Big Winner.
CosmicPotato.com, the Cosmic Potato Super Fan Talk Podcast, The Prime Direction, a bunch of other stuff. Check it out.
Lowercase Winner.
Yes, Lowercase Winner. The Deucecast Movie Show, Card Trader Illuminati, can't even say my own podcasting, and I forgot all weekend to say RetroZap.com is the network that the Deucecast Movie Show is on. Go check out RetroZap.com. It is awesome.
Lowest in points, but first in my heart. Mr. Joker.
Come to my track at DragonCon. And we're on Twitter at Classic Track and on Instagram at Sci-Fi Classic Track.
Fantastic. Thank you, ladies, gentlemen, all and none of the above for listening. Game Hope you enjoyed show. It, and we'll catch you next time on Captain Game Show.
After credit bonus scene.
It's all trivia, and there's some wordplay stuff.
Okay. I'll do my best.
That's all that we can ask.
I've never won.
You've never won?
I've been on it maybe 5 or 6 times.
That's true.
and I've never won. But I think Joe won.
No, I did not.
You did.
Well, they did one time. It was just you beat him and Rick, and you played
in the tiebreaker.
Oh, I beat Rick. Wow. Okay.
You had him and Rick play 20 questions one time. That's the one where you said, "Is it pus?"
That is true.
Hopefully, you're the best impression.
After credit bonus scene.
Give me a minute. I have to write some witty banter.
Witty banter.
Yeah, he can't do banter. His witty banter can't be on the fly. It's got to be pre-written.
Yes.
After credit bonus scene.
That concludes round two. Nicely done.
That was round one.
One round one. That was round
one. I always do this. But I always edit it out later, so it's fine.
Yeah, nobody will ever know.
No one will ever know.